Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Conrad and Kaylani with the 8 a.m. Zedline report.
In local news, Brisbane City Council has officially abandoned plans to regulate the short-stay app Airbnb. The mayor has pointed to the federal government as the issue for creating uncertainty in the housing market. Previously, the council promised to prevent landlords in specific zones from running short-stay without permits, which would free up hundreds of houses by July. Labour opposition leader Jared E. Cassidy said, quote, "The Lord Mayor's total capitulation to the short-stay accommodation industry at the expense of renters just shows you whose side he's on."
Another viral trend created amongst TikTok users as a crowd of more than 200 overwhelmed Brisbane's Church of Scientology in a speedrun challenge. ABC reported that the trend began in March, where an American TikToker posted himself running deep inside the Church of Scientology Information Center in Hollywood, Los Angeles. Teens and young adults gathered outside before attempting forced entry, going as far to try and kick doors in, rushing the meter-wide George Street entrance. The cultish, mysterious cultural phenomenon is what attracted youths to the idea of an attempted breaking and entering, as the church has become an internet meme. The Church of Scientology has not commented on the incident.
In national news, in Sydney's southwest, construction is underway on a new seniors' public housing project, despite backlash from the locals. Residents strongly opposed the idea during proposal stages due to concerns of increased noise and strain on public services and amenities due to the influx of residents in an otherwise peaceful neighbourhood. Following this, further senior housing complexes are expected across Sydney to deliver homes to the over 1,100 residents, suggesting similar backlash from the public.
The Australian government has laid out plans in the new budget to replace the current 50% capital gains tax with a cost-based indexation at a 30% minimum by the 1st of July 2027. The capital gains tax is paid when assets are sold at profit, and the changes to indexation mean tax will be paid on profit in relation to the inflation rate since the asset was purchased. The government expects the new tax to raise about $3.6 billion over the next 4 years. However, the government also expects the tax to raise average rents by 2% over the next 2 years.
In international news, Canvas, an online learning platform, was targeted by a group of hackers known as Shiny Hunters, who threatened to leak the data of 275 million individuals worldwide, unless a ransom was met by the 6th of May. The Guardian notes that Canva has since released an agreement with the hackers to destroy the stolen data, but is not made public if payment was involved. The stolen data involved student ID, email addresses, names, and messages. The company has acknowledged there's no way to know if the data is erased for good.
For your weather today, Brisbane is showering. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is the moderate band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.